We are on Daf of Gimel Amud Beis. We still have the top Taisvis from the Gemara we had learned yesterday. Lo Yishanu Elo B'mokim She'ein Mitargimin. The Gemara said that when is there a need that there should be 21 psukim in the Haftarah, that's Dafke in a place where they don't, that Mitargim the Haftarah. The Mitargim, there's a Mitargim in there. So then, 10 psukim is also sufficient. But also Tosfos says, "Well, there on the same thing." So it seems that they were different places. Some places there was a meturgimen. Some places there wasn't a meturgimen. So, "Well, there on the same thing." Shein on the meturgimen avtoyres shebechol yemeis hashone. Behein aparshis. That the Aptoiris of the whole year, we'll see later, Tosfos says, from the minig used to be that the Aptoiris from Pesach and Atzeres, they were Metargim, but since we see Bisman Chazal that they were Mekaimis, that they were not Metargim, so that's where our minig originates, so we're not Metargim any Aptoiris, and after the Parshis, Mechena Parshis, were also not Metargim. Now, in order to understand the next Mishnah, let us just go to the Ran. We'll see how the Ran says Pshat in Ein Persin al Shema, in Abram Lifnei HaTeve. The Ran explains the Inyan very clearly, much more clearly than we'll see in Rashi and Tosfos. And then we'll go back to Rashi and Tosfos. Let us see the Ran. The Ran is Edafi Harif. Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Ein Persin al Shema." We are not Peris al Shema unless there'll be 10 people. You need 10 people in order to be Peris al Shema. Let us see the Ran. "Ein Persin al Shema." So, what is this speaking about? Perish Rashi Zal. Kigoin shehoyu kam asore b'nei odom sheispalalu kol echod b'fnei atzmoi b'yochid. We have 10 Yidin, and they were mispalal b'yechides. V'loi shomu loi kaddish v'loi kedush. They didn't hear kaddish and kedush. They davened b'yechides. Now they want a chaparayim, a kaddish and a kedusha. Arei echod mehem oimed umispalu bekadish uborchu umaschil biyoitza bitnei kdusha shebo. So they want a chaparayin akadish, so someone's going to stand up. Now they finished davening already. But they didn't hear kadish, kdusha, uborchu. So someone gets up, says kadish, and he says borchu. Umaschel b'yoytzer b'pnei k'dusha shebo. And pshat in the Ran is, we'll see later in the Ran, there's a machlokes ha-poiskim, if the k'dusha in seida yoytzer, if a yochid is permitted to say it. That means, l'alocha, the Mishnah Berurah says, that there's a machlokes today, the Mishnah Berurah says, the person is davening b'yichidis and he's up to v'oimrim b'yiro kodesh, he should say the kodesh with a nigin, like v'avtoire, so memele, so he's not, if you're not allowed to say it, so he's saying it, b'derech limud ha'teire, not b'derech kedusha. Like the same halach applies by shloishas remidis of your b'yichidis, you can say it, b'taimim b'nigin, so I'm kekeire b'teire. But other Rishonim hold, and the Ran is one of these Rishonim, that holds that the Kedusha was, if a person is davening b'yichidus, they did not say Kodesh, 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 and they said, v'oimrem b'yiro, Kedusha, v'oifanim, v'chayis ha-kodesh, v'oimrem boruch, then they went, v'kel boruch. They did not say this, because this Kedusha is not said only unless there's a minion. So now they wanted to hear Kedusha. They wanted to hear a Kaddish. So memele, so הרי אחד מהם עומד ומספלו בקדיש, ובורחו, בורחו is the beginning of ברכס יויצר, ומסחיל ביויצר מפני, he said about יויצר המוירס, but when he said יויצר the first time, they did not say קדושה, so he said יויצר without a קדושה. ומסחיל ביויצר מפני קדושה שבו, so חפריים, the Kaddish and the Kedusha, the Ram seems Bechlau didn't bother him the Borchu. Leishamu le Kaddish and le Kedusha. So that's, Borchu is the Haschol of Birchus Yaitzel. So by mail, he start with Borchu. The Loshin Poires, what's the Taish Poires al Shema? Chutza, Chutza, Her. Kleima, Shu'ayma, Machtzis, Abroches. That means that in the Birchus Krishma, there are two brachas lifnei Shema. He'll say half of the brachas. He'll say the Birchus Yoitza. Kedemrinen beproisa Pesach, half of Pesach, tainu tesvav yoim. That means this 30 days which were oisik Birchus HaPesach, which didn't a Pesach achal, so half of that is 15 days. Shem machtzis mishloishim, Shehischila chayvosei shal Pesach, 30 days before Pesach, it started the chayves haPesach, linyan meforish b'yaitzi b'shayore, that you have to go and be boidik, v'mrinin nami shaylin bilchas haPesach, kaidum haPesach shloishim yoyim. So memela, so we, there's a Mishnah shkolim, prois haPesach means half of the 30 days man, which is Terdini Pesach Achal, so you start the Teirim the Shkolim Resh Chedish Nisan. That's half of the 30 days month. Vachinami Tanan Persin Al Shema Neshu Oima Ktsas Mi Birchus Krishme. He says Achelik of Birchus Krishme Tainu Broche Rishayne Bulvat. Finished. Ola acher shesiyim oisei broche. Now when he finished this broche of Yetzer Meiris, which he said already once, but he's going to say it again, he's mighty the oilam, he says the whole broche aloud. Maschil litvile mumit. Now they didn't hear Kedusha either. So memele Kedusha of Shemayin Esrei. So now he starts saying Shemayin Esrei. Lefi sheyesh bo Kedusha. So that is pshat, ein person al shema, Ve'ein oivrim lifnei ha-teiva, oivrim lifnei ha-teiva is that he's saying Shemayna Esrei, that there has to be, so there has to be 10 people there listening. Vaho de'ivsik luhu betarti. Now, in Shulchan Aruch it says, could be this in the Shita Saran also, Shulchan Aruch it says, by this Seder, he says, Hoiche Shemayna Esrei till Ata Kodesh. Then since he started Shemayna Esrei, so he finishes already, he can't stop in the middle, so he doesn't stop in the middle, so he davens the whole Shemayna Esrei Nochamol, and everyone else goes out, they have Kedusha, they go out. That's how it's brought out in Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. V'ha de ifsik lohu betarti, that when he made it, l'cheir it's one Indian, the mevatarayin chapen, a kaddish, a kedusha, a kedusha of yoitza, a kedusha of shmenesre, ein person al shema, ve'ein oivu mefnei ateve. Why did he make it, it's all one thing. Mishum damrinim b'yirishalmi, ein person al shema, bepoches me'asorit. You cannot say person Hashma poches me'asor. Hischilu ba'asor. What happens if they started birches yoitzer with asor? The whole chulahem, and then one person went out, or more than one went out. So lemaise he said yoitzer erevayre chayshech, and then someone goes out. Is goyimel. So like this, apichesh, but there's no minyan now. The whole thing was, you didn't mean to say kedusha sheba yoitza. There's no minyan now. Shtein Yerushalmi. Goyimel atka. So you're goyimel. You started with a minyan, so you're goyimel. Allahochi posik lo betarti. So you see, a moiradiki yisot, and a dobe sheba kedusha. This Allah applies by Shemayin Esrei. Also, we'll see, they started Shemayin Esrei with a minyan, so a male, if someone went out, you're going. So lahachi pasuk lo betarti. So the Ran says, now we'll understand why the Mishnah made two cases out of it. Lashmi inon sh'afal pi sh'omru brocha rishayne basore. V'holchu miktsosa. So lachayre, that means they said brocha d'shem yetzer b'chayshech. Two people went out. But no problem. We continue. We say, he continues weiter, says Kedusha, because since the Aschola was with a minion, you can be goyim. Afal pi kein ein oivrim lefnei ateve. But now they say, no, we started already, so now let me chap a reine Kedusha in Shemin Esra also. Deine lispalo tfiles mo'umet bepoches me'asore. Don't start now a Shemina Esra bepoches me'asore. Beloitema, you shouldn't say any el gemar. Don't say this is a gemar. That means we chapin gerein a kaddish, a kedusha, noch a kedusha. Bekimin sheyischilu ba'asori goimrim. Kamash melondeloi. So that's why the Mishnah puts it into that. That's why the Mishnah makes in two distinct cases that the Rishalmi says you have to start with asorim. So the Mishnah is telling us by Oivrim of Neatev, you also have to start with Asorah. You can't be Soymech on the Haskola of Birchus Yaitzah. Bechainu Birushalmi. Omru Shom Mikivin the Toninen in person al Shma Bepochus Mi Asorah. Bilei Toninen Oivrim of Neatev. So Nuchede Kashiz, ich meine, if the Kedusha the Sidra needs Asorah. So. About the Gibbous Kedusha Shemeneser needs a sore. Mishani lechain tzrichen lohode de tanin en person al shma poches mei a sore. Yischir volcho miktsosom goymer. Vein oivrim lefnei a teib, yischir lo baso volcho miktsosom goymer. It's coming to tell you that each one, if there was a haschole, he wants to tell you, number one, they just need a haschole of 10. By Shemineser also only need a schol of 10. And it seemed that, but you need a schol of 10 and you can't be same as the schol of Birchus Yaitzah. The Lishne Dein Oivrin Lifnei HaTeva. Now if I was explaining the Mishnah, what's that? Oivrin Lifnei HaTeva. Einim Nei Shedalken Hoyer Shlei Laver Shatz Lifnei HaTeva Ad Shmegim Litfila. Period. Another thing, that there was no shatz, that means he's to daven be yechidis, and there came Shemein Esri, then the shatz was yevid lefnei ateva, so it's oivel lefnei ateva. We'll talk about Shemein Esri, it's oivel lefnei ateva. U'bishem Rashi zal omru talmidov. Now this aloche, that you can say over Birchus Yoitzer, to chaparayin the kedusha shebesidre. So the Talmidei Rashi said over b'shem Rashi shafilu b'shvil echot person al shma. That afilu, that you means there's 9 people that heard already kedusha shebesidre. There's one person who didn't hear. Afo pi shekol ashar kvar shomu kaddish uborchu kedusha. Vafilu hu atzma vafilu koru atzma yashma. He said shma already. Filohochi, Yochel, Lachze, Velifreis Hashma, that means he said the Birchus Krishma, he didn't say Kedusha, because not to say Kedusha. Filokor was, who Atzme Hashma, Filohochi, Yochel, Lachze, Velifreis Hashma, Kedeshe, Yoima, Kaddish, Uborchu, Ukedusha. Vechen Kosu, Bemeseche Seifrim, that Afiloh Yochid can do this. It says, "B'mokim sheyesh tisha oy asore sheshamu." They already heard ben kaddish, ben borchu. They heard everything. So one person who didn't hear goes in front of these 10. V'oyim a kaddish ei borchu, v'onu elu achav yotzi deichevos. So now we have a nocha halacha that this din of person al shma applies even for a yochid who needs this. That means we had started off by saying perish Rashi zalken shayu kan asore bnei adam shispalu kolach bnei atzmai biyochid v'loy shamu v'loy kaddish v'loy kedusha. It's Rashi and the Mishnah
where he brings down Rashi, says it's speaking about 10 people who didn't hear Kaddish and Kedusha. So they're permitted to daven over again. But the Talmidei Rashi gave over b'shem Rashi that if only one person who didn't hear, he can say Kaddish and then a Baruch Hu and a Kedusha, and it's no problem. This is Shitas Rashi. Aval Rabbeinu Tam Zal Loi Hoyo Noye Kein. Rabbeinu Tam was not noyig like this. Atshe Yiyu Sham Shisha Shloishamu Kaddish Uboch. Rabbeinu Tam holds there has to be at least six who did not hear Kaddish Uboch. Then you can make over can say it over. Vevi Rai V'masha Amru V'masecha Seifrim. And Zech the Seifrim says like this. Vein Oimrim Kaddish Uborchu V'pochas Me'asor. Abiseinu Shebemayrev Oimrim Oison B'zayim. V'noisnim Tam L'divrayim. If there's seven. V'froya Prois B'Yisroel V'snadei Om Borchu Hashem. That there are seven words over here. So this posik that says bolchu Hashem to say a bolchu, you need seven people who need the bolchu. V'yesh omru shesh omrim b'shishi, that you need six people. She bolchu shishi hu atka. He says bolchu is the sixth word. So we learn if there are six people who need a bochu, you can say a bochu. Uperish huzal. Now the Rabbeinu Tam. Now we have to understand the Sech the Seifrim does not flow. It starts off by saying Ein Oimrim Kaddish uBochu bePochus Meyasor. Rabbi Seinu sheBeMarev Oimrim Oisei bZayin, and then the Yesh Oimrim bShishi. Shabolcho Shishi, this is the Lashon of Sech the Seifrim. Pirish Huzal. Hani Shiva Vishishi. So Lachair doesn't stim. First that you need ten, then we go to seven and to six. So the Rabbeinu Tam said Pshat, Hani Shiva Vishishi Shloi Shomu Kaddish Shabolcho. Means that you have seven or six of the Nani Kaddish Shabolcho. The Ilu Shiva Ben Kulam, if it's speaking about it, there's only seven. Is Yachlik and Mishnah Seinu? So Kolchok, the 6 and 7 is speaking about something else. Those who didn't hear. Umiyu, so the Ran says, Im Neforish Kedivre Rabbeinu Tamzal, Yikshema Shomru Shama Filu Yochid? So what's the he brought another Mesech to Seifrim. Filu Yochid Besech Tisha Yisora Shechoz Vom Efnei Eilu Kaddish Eibolchu, Bonu Eilu Achav Kaddish Eibolchu, Yotsu Kamoshe Kasavnu Lamailo. It says, well, good, what you do with that, Mesechta Seifrim? Ba'al zeho yenire le mixes Rabbi Seinu ha-tzofasim zal. I mean, so it's a problem. That Mesechta Seifrim seems like Rashi said, that afilo a yochid can say a kaddish or kedusha. So others said, afilo ein ben, so what you do, and here it says seven or six, Okay, so we have here a machloikis, how many mechuyovim bebolchu do we need? Bo'oid hevi b'seif ha'yosha ha'god einoimim bolchum ken yeshom chamisha b'nei odom shloi shomu, shenema befroya prois b'Yisroel, b'isnadev om bolchu, kol zel lefishites rashi zal, the in person al shema. We'll see in Tosfos what the Rai is of five, how we get five. Now, let us skip the next tikkul, and just let's go, the next tikkul, Maslow, Vishamini Mimas Nisin, Sheina Yochid, Oima Kedusha, Shal Yoitzel, that a yochid does not say kedusha shayyot. That's how we learn pshat. That means fakat is saying, they're saying it over the shachaparein kedusha shayyot. I will say the kedusha shaluva letzion. Aima the hokroi ba'almo the kamesada. He says by kodesh kodesh of letzion a yochid can also say. Tavke by kedusha shayyot a yochid can say, and that's why there's an inyan. To say over the Peiris al-Shmat Sehwa Birchas Krishma, the first bracha, the Chaparayim, the Kedusha Shal Yaitza. Now let us go back to our Gemara. Now we'll see Rashi and Tosfos and the beginning of the Mishnah, and then we'll understand, we'll have a shtickle klarkeit, what they are saying. Let us see Rashi. Ein person al-Shema. Now here Rashi is very vague. Minyan habo lebeis haknesses la'ache shekoru atzibur eshima, and Rashi does not at all explain the way with the Rishonim being done from Rashi that they davened already be yechidis. That and here Rashi says something else. They came to the beis haknesses la'ache shekoru atzibur eshima. So what is what may nafke mean that the tzibur said shema already? What's I mean, the way the Ran brought down Rashi, the Ran said, you forget, I mean, you don't have to know what the Sora b'nei Odom, she's Paulo Kalechmos Neyatri, b'yochid, b'yishamu l'kaddish l'kdusha, ha'yecha me'em oimi de mispaulo b'kaddish, u'bolchu. So the Ran said, pshat, I mean, why do you have to speak about what the early birds did? We're talking about them. They daven b'yichidus. Now they're personal shema. Rashi is very unclear in the Mishnah. Minyan habo lebeis haknesses la'ache shekoru atzibur eshma. So what? So the Beis Yitzchak, I said the Beis Yitzchak wants to say that Rashi did not learn like the Ran that Oivrim lifnei ateve is the second half. That this person's peiris al shema and he's going to say a hoiche kedusha. No, Rashi didn't learn like that. So Rashi learned that the first case is speaking about that they came after Kedusha, they came after Krishma. The Olam had lain Krishma. So they came after Krishma. So they come in, Ashod, they miss Kaddish, they miss Bochu, they miss Kedusha Shasidra. And the people who are there, I mean, they sympathize with that. So they go, so Macha Kaddish and Aboch, we'll wait for you, and then we'll davish Menescha together. So that's how Rashi learned Shat in the Mishnah. So Memela, according to Rashi, Oivnof Ne'ateve is a different thing in Gansan. It has nothing to do with person and Shema. Some is speaking about Tfilah B'Tzibur. Yeah, that's how the Beis Yitzchak wants to say. Oymed echad ve'makadish uborchu ubroche rishayne shebekriyishma person loshen chatzi dovo. A half, he says a half a broche, yes, but the Bichus Krishma says half. Ve'in oivril lefnei ateve shlir tziba, this is tamazi adin, a shlir tziba, that daven, so you need, you want a daven, hoiche shmenesre, you need a minyan. So that's how the Beis Yitzchak wants to say. Now let us see Tosfos. Ein person al shema poches miyesore. Yerushalmi meforish im yischilu ba'asore ve'yotzu miktsos. Now the Lord Goymrim, that we hear this in the Ran also. Bala yoytzim uvayma v'ayizvei Hashem yikolu v'chein aloch. Ve'ein person al shema akuntres pirish. Now Tosfos brings down a different lotion. B'nei Odom shebor b'beis haknesses achar shehispalelu ha-tzibur. Here, Tosfos brings down for Rashi the tzibur davened already. V'roitzim loyma kaddish u'borchu tzorich asor. But it's very interesting. Rashi and Tosfos, the ikar nekude, which we have over here, that they davened already, Rashi and Tosfos doesn't mention it. They're just saying this now to Chaparayin a Kaddish and a Boruch and a Kedusha. But I mean, in Tam Pirish, the Shiva Shaloi Shomu Im Sholei Shacherim Sagi. But if you have seven that didn't hear him, that's also good. V'ochin Ami Yisim Im Sechah Seifrim Abiseini Shebamayav Oimlum B'Shiva V'Noisim Tam Le Devrayim תרסי בפרויה פרויס בישראל, בסנא דבעום, בורכו השם, דיקה שבע טייבס. The seven words, so the seven בחיובים את בורכו, כמקה בורכו. ויש האמרים אפילו בשישה, בשם דבורכו, הווי השישה, בורכו is the sixth word. ומתם כוסו בספר היושר בחמישה, משום דלקה אלו חומש טייבס, אב בורכו. Freya, Preuss, be Yisrael, bis na de vorm, if there's five, so men borchu Hashem. She need five. Venirali, so the Rabbeinu Tam was Meikul, five. That was the biggest goal. Venirali, now Taisva says, afilu b'shloisha shloishamu. V'hochi perusha dekro, befreya, Preuss, be Yisrael, that if there was Preya, Preuss, be Yisrael, shloi osu ma'ashem mutal alayim laset, that means they didn't do what they should have done. So that's three. There were three that didn't do what they should have done. So then they should go and make a boch. The Talmid Rashi Pirshu Mishmoi. The Afilu Bishvil Echad Shaloi Shama Yecholim Ein Lifreis Al Shma. Period. Now, Taisus is Moisef over here. We didn't have this in the Ram. Afilu oisei sheshoma kvar, afilu someone who already heard the Baruchu, yochel lohoitzi oison shaloi shomu. See, it can be moitzi then. Kamoish onu roim shliach tzibo, sh'af al pi sheispalu kvar hashmoyne esrei brochis belachas, chayzer mispalu b'koy rom. So it seems that even though he daven Shemay Nesra, you can daven another Shemay Nesra to be Moitzi, someone who's Mechuyev. So Memele, so if you have one Yid that's Mechuyev to say Bochu, to say Kedushi de Sidre, so one who heard it can say it again for him. Afal pi shekulonu bekiyem achsha, afal pi ke, we say we daven a hoche Shemay Nesra. You can't bring a raya from Shemayna Esrei to Boch. Tishani Ashmayna Esrei Brochis. Shereim hoyim mispalo mitchila bekel rom. Shema lo yechavnu libom lagia im shliach tzibom. Bimokim kedusha umoidim. So that's what the Taisus means to say as follows. That means by Shemayna Esrei, this is what a raya, that the people, you have to be moitzi. So, why did he daven first? So you see, he could daven first, and then daven another Shemayin Esrei to be moitzi someone. It's no problem, no problem davening two Shemayin Esrei. So Taisa says, maybe there is a problem. But by Shemayin Esrei, you don't have an eitzah. Why? What should be by Shemayin Esrei? So Dachsim Taisus is asking, by Shemayin Esrei, it should be like this. Let the shots go, and daven Shemayin Esrei. Hoich will go to the Amud, up to Shemayin Esrei, he starts davening loud. Now, there are Bekiyim, and there's Eina Bekiyim. So the Bekiyim will daven together with the shots. The Eina Bekiyim will listen. So why would they misakin that he davens a Tzvila Balachash, and then he davens a Hoich Shemayin Esrei? Now, between you and me, I don't understand what the problem is, because the Gemara says he davens a Tzvila Balachash l'sadr Tzvilosoi. Okay, that's why the Shatz davens. I don't understand what is bothering Taisvis, but let's forget about that. So Taisvis says, Taisvis seems to be asking this kasha, why didn't they make a Seder that he should daven hoich, and why did he daven to Shemayin Esrei? So it'll be Maitzi the Bekiyim, and we might see the Einam Bekiyim, and the Bekiyim will daven together with him. So Taisva says, Shemayim mispalo mitchila bekeil rom, Shemalo yichavne libam lagiyye im shliach tziba b'makim kedusha maidim. So it could be the Bekiyim who are davening with him won't be together with him when it comes to Kedusha Maidim. So Memele, so that's why they wanted that he didn't daven first a Hoiche Shemayin Esrei, in order that later everyone will be quiet when he davens, and they'll hear Kedusha Maidim. Rabbeinu Tam lo yiroitza lasos afilu la'atzmoi. So that's what Tosfos means. Rabbeinu Tam did not want afilu by one. I think he means by one. Even he himself should say a Baruch Hu. Rabbeinu Tam didn't want to do it. He had a cheshbon. There's five or six. The minimum is five. It needs five that are mechuyev to hear a Baruch Hu. Maybe let's just, for 1 minute, we're speaking about, let's just go off the track. 1 minute is a very interesting Tshuvas HaRadbaz. The Tshuvas HaRadbaz, they bring down a shaila in Mitzrayim. There was a minig that originated from the Rambam that they davened as follows. They davened by Shemayne. There was not a Shtilo Shemayne Esrei. There was a Hoiche Shemayne Esrei. And the Shatz davened. The Bekiyim davened together with the Shatz. Mamish what Tosfos says. And the Ein Bekiyim listened. And that was a minig that originated from the Rambam. And in the times of the Radbaz, there was a whole machlokes. What to do? Others wanted to have a different Seder. It's for the Belachash and the Hoiche Shemayne Esrei. The Rambam said like this. I mean, so they asked the Radbaz, what should they do? So the Radbaz says, you know what you should do? You should have a Shtilo Shemayne Esrei. And have a Hoiche Shemayne Esrei. That's what you should do. That's Medina de Gemara. Made a takone. And you should only daven one Shemayne Esrei. He says, you don't understand. The Rambam writes, it's Mu'uyim Dik. The Rambam writes, B'doiroi, what happened? They first, by the Rambam was normal. They daven the Shtilo Shemayne Esrei. And then the Shatz daven the Hoiche Shemayne Esrei. So what happened? So the Bekiyim, were talking. They davened already. Why did they listen to the Shatz? The Ein Bekiyim made a Kal Vachomer. If the Bekiyim could talk, so why the Feiner mentioned the Davin in Mizrach, we could also talk. So also we're talking. So there was a Shatz davening Shemayne Esrei, and there was not a minion listening to him. No, everyone was talking. There was a Moiridike Chilul Hashem. And the Rambam could not find 10 people that will listen to the Shatz. So the Rambam put his foot down and made a takone. So we're going to daven differently. The Shatz will daven Ahiche Shemayne Esrei. The Bekiyim will daven Amit. So that'll take care of them. So they won't be talking. They'll be daven Shemayne Esrei. And the Ene Bekiyim, there's not too many people to talk to. So Akapon will also be quiet. That was what the Rambam did. So the Radbaz says, "Aba achshir dore." It would take much better than the Rambam. Now there's yeshivas. Bizman or Rambam, there weren't yeshivas, so the people were never chamaratzim. Now there's yeshivas, and people listen to Chazoras Hashatz. So mamela, now that we take firim, zich we at the end start to hit the davon tushim and esrei, start to feel the And then the Hoiche Shemayne Esrei, and now people listen to Chazoras Hashatz. But it's a miradikal limud to appreciate the godless of the Rambam who grew up in such a svive, and he was what he was. Yeah, let's go a little further in the Mishnah. Ein person al shma ben oivrim lifnei ateve. Ve'ein noisin es kapeyim. What, now what's, ve'ein noisin kapeyim, so Rashi says a kahanim. But that the Beis Yitzchok says, that's schrecklich. On Rashi wouldn't know who's noisin es kapeyim. So, he brings the girse, the Rashi and the Rif, bebirches kahanim. Ve'ein noisin kapeyim, bebirches kahanim. You don't say birches kahanim. Ve'ein koirin batoire, ve'ein maftirin benovi, in Keirem Bateure Bezibu, Bein Martirem Benovi, Bein Oisin Maimed U Moishev, we'll see in Rashi exactly what this is, Bein Oimrem Birchas Aveilim, Betan Chumayan Veilim, U Birchas Chasanim, Birchas Chasanim, Vemezamnim b'shem pochus miyasorah. So all these things you need asorah gdolim. Ubikakois. Now, if someone was magdish a karka and they want to be paid the karka, so you need 10 people b'shas teshume and tisha b'koyim. That you need 9 Yisraelim and one has to be a koyim. For Odom ki yaitzi behem. Now, when you want to shut up, want to find out the value of a person, we'll see what the case is in the Gemara, ki yaitzi behem, you also need 9 Yisraelim and one koyim. Now, let us see Rashi. Ein oisin maimod umoyshev. So Rashi says, lemeis. Shenoisin as a mace lekoivoi. Used to carry the mace to the kvure, or you yoishvin zayin pomin. It wasn't a fast trip. In the middle of the levoyas a mace used to sit down 7 times, livkois as a mace. To cry. Varoitzel esoifta yispoit. Someone wanted to be maspid when they were sitting, so it was maspid. Vorchi tanye. Ein peichsin mishiva ma'modois u'meishovis l'meis. Kegoim imdu yekorim amoidu shvu yekorim shvu. That means they sat down for a while, they were crying, they were maspid, then someone called up, get up yekorim, they get up, they walked further, then it was shvu yekorim, sit down again. This was done 7 times, and that's what they did. Birchas aveilim meforish b'gmore, but you need a sore. But tanchumei aveilim shechoizrim min hakforeis, when they went back from the cave, oimdim menachmin asa'obel ve'ein shure b'chusa mei asore b'meseches anhedra. Ve'ein mezamnim al hamozin b'shem neborich alekeinu. Bakakoi shall hegdish, a bol if doisam tsorech asore, ve echad mehem koi. Vodom ki yaitse bem, im bol liv dois miyad hegdish, a lifter miyad hegdish, big more me for a shlo, what this case is speaking about by an odom. So kaponim, all these in yonim need asore. Menohani mili, omar rabchie bar abe, Omar Rab Yechanin, the Omar Kro, Benigdashti Besoich Bnei Yisrael, Kol Dover Shepigdushe Loyei Pocheis Meyasor. The Gdashti, a Dover Shepigdushe needs 10. Frek the Gemara Mai Mashme, the Tani Rabchie Osi Teich Teich. Sipocha Benigdashti Besoich Bnei Yisrael. Siv hosam ibodlu mitoich ha'edo. Ba'os ye eido eido. Siv hosam ad mosai le'edo haro hazois. Malon asore afkan asore. By the meraglim there was an eido ro. That was the 10 meraglim excluding Kolev and Yeshua. So that's called an eido. Svasemis says, Ibodlu mitoich ha'ida, speaking about by Kairach, so there it means, it's speaking about Klal Yisrael, but Ibodlu mitoich ha'ida means, and wherever there is a group of 10 Yidin together, Ibodlu mitoich ha'ida. So, Eido is Asore, we learn how Toich Toich, there it says mitoich ha'ida, and there it says, Dashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, so we learn, Adovo Shebekdushe needs Asore. Eido, Zutrashi, Ein Chusa Meyasor, Shnemad Mosle, the Rozois, Yotso Yeshua Vekole. Now, before we go further, we have to understand, Ein Person Al Shma, Ven Oivrim Lefnei Ateve, so Person Al Shma, if we're speaking about Kedusha, we're speaking about Kaddish, that's the Kedusha, the Sidra of Yaitza. We're speaking about the Kedusha of Shemayna Esrei. So there we understand the V'nikdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. Adovah Shabakdusha needs B'seich B'nei Yisrael, 10 people. Bolchu, the Reish Yosef says he doesn't really understand how Borchu, why that falls into the category of Adova Shebekdusha. My Borchu is called Adova Shebekdusha. Now, the Mishnah said further, Ve'ein noisim es kapeyim. Because kainim also need a minion. Now, so the Ran says, Lemeidin koise volchu es b'nei Yisrael, mikrode v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. The Ran brings down anugzei reshove, b'nei Yisrael, nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and the koise volchu es b'nei Yisrael. That means biches koinem Yisrael is not a dover shebekdushe, but we learn out from v'nigdashti. Now, this inyan that kedusha this inyan that a dover shebekdusha kadesh kedusha bolchu needs ten. So the Ran says, "Hani mili kulu asmachte." They say the tefillah of the rabbanon. The whole say the tefillah to say kedusha, and those is only at the rabbanon. They were masmech it b'seich b'nei. The masmech and it's posted dover shebekdusha asor, but it's only at the rabbanon. That's what the Ran says. Now there's a moiradike tashbat. The tashbat, chelik beisim and kufsamer gimu, says a moiradike zach. Now let's just explain what the tashbat was speaking about. There was someone that davened for the yomit, and it seems the tzibur did not appreciate his davening. He was the Shatz Kavua, and he got very insulted. And he made a shvua al das chabim, al das amokim, al das chabim. He's not going to be oivel if neyateid anymore. Finished. He got his, that's it. As time progressed, the tzibur was very much mischarit on what they had done. And they beseeched him, he should daven again for the Yom. He was a good Baal Tefillah. He had made a shvur, Adas Rabim, Adas Amokim, that he won't daven anymore. Lo yavel lifnei ateiv. So the Tashbat says as follows, V'nire sh'ashvur lo yhoysel lo lavel lifnei ateiv. He made a shvua not to be oivel of neyateve. V'nire shehu mitzvus asay min ha-toyre. To daven for the omid is a mitzvus asay min ha-toyre. Sherei lavel of neyateve. What does a shatz do? Eine elo lohoitzi rabim yedei chayvosom bedvorim shebekduche o bekriyas ha-toyre. What does a shatz do? Either he's moitzi rab nechavosim bedvorim shebekdusha, and kriyas ha-toyre. Ushteye min ha-toyre, shrei bedvorim shebekdusha, omru bepeg mishemaisoi, omru minayin sheine yochidei mekadish ha-kdusha, shenemem nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So we learn out that a dover shebekdusha yinir ha-sore, for nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So the Tashbat says, so a Shatz who leads the congregation in Kedusha and Bochu, he's Mekayim a mitzvah sasei the Reise v'nigdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. So now he's making a shvue, I won't have him for the Yomit. So it's nish belovatelas a mitzvah. So the shvue isn't chal. Agav uche, when it's a merdike Tashbat, she comes to a person, you want to go for the Yomit, krenzer, azay. You want to go to the person, want to be mekayim v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael, and you can come out lebedika hate. You can be mekayim kiddush Hashem and zayin a lebedika also. You don't have to die in kiddush Hashem. You can live with kiddush Hashem. The Tashbat says, "Zakim de'araise agavuche." They bring down from the Arizal when one says kodesh kodesh, that once you be mekayim v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. But al koponim the Tashbat says that that's a kiyum de raisa v'nigdashti b'seich b'nei Yisrael. So he's swearing nishba levatel as a mitzvah, just like a personal swear. I won't make a sukkah. I won't eat matzah. The shvu is not chal. So memeila here also the shvu isn't chal. V'din kriyas ha-toyre mitzvah sesse min ha-teure. Bein zor zelf nim, it's poshet, that's a mitzvah min ha-teure. Shafilu bilchas ha-teure lefoneo min ha-teure. Shname ki shem ha-shem ekro bo-goydol al-ken, that's a we learn ha-bilchas ha-teure. So kriyas ha-teure is about to give us ha-de-reise. So we see the tashbats holds, not like the Ran, but this is, we're speaking about the Reises over here. Agavuche, the Ran says, Ve'en teurem beteure, ve'en maftirem benovi poches meyud, takante de rabononu, v'loitikon ele betzibo. The Ran by us as klo, not like the Tashbats, but the whole takone of Kriyas HaTeure, and mafter is a takone de rabononu, and they were misakin, you need a tzibo. Havos and Vavet? But it was a fact. The whole tefillah is also an asmach the balma. This is a new takone. That's what we have in Machlokes Harishonim in this. And the Rosh Yosef wants to say, and he brings down a kesef Mishnah, he says, that what it says, en koirim b'toire, and you're not koirim b'mafta, unless there's 10 people, he says, there's no problem. You can take out a sefer Torah and lane for 8 people. The bracha you can't say. Bilches ha-teira, bilches ha-teira. The bracha was niskan for a minion. But like this, without the bracha, gesundheit, you take out a sefer Torah and you're laying for less than a minion. So kaponim, we have here different eifanim to understand these dinim, why you need a sor. Agabucha de rajba afanote, yes. Tzorchin lama tzorch yud bahav teure. The Rashba couldn't figure it out. Why you need yud? Now, let's go further. Bein oisin maimed umoyshev poches me asore. Now, why do you need asore by maimed umoyshev? So the Gemara says, kivin the boy lameima imdu yekorim amoydu Shuvu yekorim shuvu shvu botzer meyasore lav oirech ara. The very interesting Gemara. Lav oirech, that was the Seder. There was Mamodis, there was Imdu, someone called out. Everyone should stand up now and go further. Everyone should sit down. Lav oirech ara latriach shliach lekach. For 8 people to be matriach, a person to say Imdu yekorim. Satirche, it was done 7 times. Slav oirechara. Number 1. And number 2, ulekreisam yekorim, to call 8 people yekorim, dim kein mahi nachtelem rubim. If 8 are called yekorim, so why didn't they call 10? Also, this reminds me of a very interesting mice I once heard, that once a chassid wrote a letter to his rebbe. So he addressed the Rebbe as follows, La'elo, la'elo, mikol b'chosa. That's how he addressed the Rebbe. So the Sheol Meshe, when he heard about this Maisa, so he said as follows, Shiru la'shem, shir chodosh, tilosei b'kal chasidim. If the chasidim took over the Rebbe, shayim la'elo, la'elo, mikol b'chosa, it's enough for the Rebbe, so enough mitzamachan an andre. Shichodosh, the losi mikal chasidim. Al kaponim, this is what Rashi says over here. So here the Gemara says it's lav oirech are to have this inyan of maimed or moishev, if it's poches meyasor. Ve'ein oimrim birchas aveilim u birchas chasanim. It's a very interesting Taisvis Yontif. Taisvis Yontif says, why did the Mishnah start with Birchas Aveilim and then went to Birchas Chasanim? The Taisvis Yontif said, in Yone Higdim in Yone Hameis the Birchas Chasanim Bahakil the Mise Ben Hakil Nichnosim Lechupe. So this happens by everyone. This happens not by everyone. So the Meilu were Magdim by the Tadir Kaidim. Now what is this Birchas Aveilim? My Birchas Aveilim, Birchas Rechova. Amarab Yitzhak, Amarab Yechanin, Birchas Aveilam Basore, Ein Aveilam in Aminyin, Birchas Chasanem Basore, Vachasanem in Aminyin.
Before
we see Rashi, what does he taste with? Amarab Yitzhak, Amarab Yechanin, Birchas Aveilam Basore. Peirishri, Leimairi be Birchas Amozen, there was a nusach of Birchas Amozen that they said be Beisa Eidl. Shrei Leihoisa Bechoi Peir, this wasn't in the street. Here was in Bechova, that these were brochas which were said in the street. Kide Perashe per Kamba de Ksubis, Leimairi be Brochis, Birchas Abeir, it's been by Brochis, Shoye Oimrim Bechoi Peir, be Mamodoi, Shoye Oisim, and Nachim Aveil, was the whole nusach of broches that they benched the Menachemim said a broche for the Ovel. We'll see Rashi the Ovel said a broche for the Menachemim. Yeah, Abu Bishal Bichas Amozin Sagi Bishloishe Uatzmei Mitztarev Ketepirish Atam Shom. By Bichas Amozin, the nusach that they said be Beis Ovel, that was that you don't need a sora. Now let us see Rashi. Ein aveilim min aminyin, shereyu oimer. So Rashi explains why is the aveilim aren't aveilim min aminyin, shereyu oimer broche lemenachmim bifnei atzmo. He says a broche for the menachmim. Achenu bal agmul yishalim lochem gmul chematoiv boruch ato Hashem yishalim agmul. Well, Aveilim b'fnei Atzmon, in the Aveilim there's also a broche that the Menachemim benched Aveilim. Acheinu bal nechomis yinachem esrem boch ato Hashem menachem Aveilim. The einei koilo lon yochet. That means, if it would be a broche kloli, so then could be, you could combine the Ovel together with the Menachemim. But since there were two distinct broches, so it seems that's why that the Ovel benched the Menachemim, so it seems he needed 10 Menachemim or Kaponim. Ein the Ovel min aminyim. Zegt the Gemara weiter. Ein mezamnim al amozen b'shem poches me'asor. You don't say nevor chalakeinu if there's less. You don't say Nevor Chalakeinu if there's less than 10 people eating. Why? What's the Inyan of Asol? So the Gemara says, given the boy the Meimer, Nevor Chalakeinu, Botzo me Asore lav Erech Av. Now we have to understand this Gemara. What does it say? Nevor Chalakeinu, so less than 10, It's not Erechara to say Elokeinu. So the Rishash wants to say Pshat in this Gemara that he brings the Medrash says Eina Kadosh Baruch Hu Miyachet Shmoi Al HaTzadik Bechayav. The Rebbein Shlom is not Miyachet Shmoi Al HaTzadik Bechayav to be called Elokei. After by Yitzchak, the Rebbein Shlom was miyachet shmoi, even she was called the bayis and sumis like a mace, but in b'kdoishim lo yamim, the Rebbein Shlom was not miyachet shmoi al tzadik b'chayv. Who knows what will happen with him? So memele, so as long as a yidin should say, lakeinu, who are you? But if there's 10 people, so then a tzibur that's shot in the gemara lav oirech ara. Lav oirech arav, there's less than 10 to say lekeinu, it's lo tzadik, it's a minion, it's gvaldik achshibis of a minion, then they can say lekeinu. Achzach mir, the Balatanya says in a note, when 10 yidin come together, the kedusha is so great that a fellow amalach can't be sable the kedusha that is there. But al kaponim, so that's what the Rishash says. Now, I had a shtikal ha'ore, I mean, so it's lav oirech ara to say elekeinu. Everybody says elekeinu. We make a brocha, brocha v'shem elekeinu melecholam. You make brachas, all our brachas, we say alekeinu. All of a sudden here, when it comes to benching, levorech alekeinu, oh, lavo rechare. So I didn't understand what's pshat in the reshash. But dachsach mir, pshat in the reshash is as follows. When a person makes a brocha, brochat Hashem alekeinu melech ha'ilam, shekidishonu, whatever the brocha is, the lekeinu is said als achilik of klal Yisrael. That means a lekeinu means a lekei Yisrael. He's not saying it's not a lekei, it's a lekeinu, and it's going on shekidishonu b'mitzvayisim, it's going on klal Yisrael. I think when there's a 10 people bench, nevorech elekeinu shachalnu mishaloi, we're talking about shachalnu. We're not speaking about klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael didn't eat now. We're speaking about we ate. Shachalnu, we ate, and elekeinu means elekeinu on us. It's elekei, this tzibur that ate. It's not the elekeinu of klal Yisrael. So therefore, that's what the Rishash says. The Rishash says it's not Lavoi Rechara. If less than a minion should say Elekeinu, but the Elekeinu is talking, speaking about this unit of people who ate. She Elekeinu Shechalnu Mishaloi. So therefore, you need a sort. I think that is pshat in the Rishash. Vakako is Tisha. Now, if you want to be paid the kalke, so you have to be shown, you have to evaluate the value of the karka. So tisha v'koyin v'odam k'yaytzibem. We'll see, you want to evaluate a person, so also you need 10 people, one has to be a koyin. Menohani mili, omar shmuel, asore kahanim k'subim b'parsha. Now there's by the parsha of Pidyon Karkois, Gulas Karke from Hegdish, it says 10 times the word Koyin. Chad legufe, v'idach ha'vemiyot ha'chamiyot, v'imit ha'chamiyot, ela l'rabis. Tisha Yisraelim v'chad Koyin. T'bara yaskneim v'chamisha kana v'chamisha Yisraelim, kash, nalara sirash. Rashi says, Yud Kahanim Ksubim Beparshas Ektashis. Ahad we have the Yud, Shloisha Be'elchin, says Vericha Yakoyin, Ushloisha Be'beheime, by a Beheime, Be'metmeye that you are Magdish. It says also, Vericha Yakoyin, 3 times Koyin, so we have 6. Va'abo Be'kakois, and by Pidyon Karke, it says 4 times Koyin. Even the Mishlam Bohu Asore, now, by Kalke, that means if you count all the Kahanim, so by the end of Pidyon Kalke, we have 10 Kahanim, is Be'inin Asore Gavri. So therefore, by Pidyon Kalke, by Karkois, by Elchin, there's no Inin. But by Pidyon Karkois, there is a din you need 10 people, because it's mentioned 10 Kahanim from the beginning of Elchin to Behemoth to Kalk. Is Chad Lekufe the Koyin Bino? So one is the first of Stalagos, you need a Koyin. And then the others, Ein Miut Achamiut. So that means, so the second Koyin. So the second Koyin, it says, we said we need a Koyin. Now the second Koyin, it says, Nachamol, we need a Koyin. But now we have a klal and mitach and mitach ala el rabbi, so the second one doesn't have to be a Koyin, it can be a Yisrael. So all the 9, all the other 9, that's a miut, acha miut from the first Koyin. So they're coming to be marbe that you can have 9 Yisraelim, and the first one has to be a Koyin. So the Gemara asked, ve'emer chamisha kahanim v'chamisha Yisraelim. So Rashi says, given the time of Mishomiyat Achamiyatu, that's how you got 9 and 1. So Ashlishi ain't a miyat achamiyat. The first koyin says dafka koyin. The second koyin says nochmo dafka koyin, but we say miyat achamiyat al rabbi. So the second koyin means a Yisrael. Now the third koyin is not a miyat achamiyat because the second koyin wasn't a miyat. The second koyin was a ribuy. So the third koyin is nochmo lamiyat. And the fourth coin will be a ribuy. The kivin the rashtalei
since you darshened my koyin sheini miyat, you darshened koyin sheini miyat achamiyat, is rabbi li Yisrael. Es ki hodor osa koyin shlishi, ashminid levi koyin v'lo Yisrael. So the third koyin is not after a miyat of Yisrael. V'chein hei, v'chein zayin, v'chein tes. So that was shot in the Gemara's kashe. So the Gemara's kashe was that, So who says that it's sufficient 9 and 1? One koyin, maybe we need 5 kahanim and 5 Yisrael. Asore kahanim, sektoises koshli abayloi boi achadosa, dein bezden shoku, so you shouldn't have a bezden shoku, the b'chol dobo shutoli sho'imit b'shikoladas. This is all the time when we have limudim, how many people you need for a bezden, we always add on one to make it an odd number, because ein bezden shokel. So if I tachteis was here, ein echanami, it says in the posik 10, but it can't be shokel, because it can come out after this 10, the 5 will say it's worth this much, the 5 will say it's worth this much. So you should hear, look, that's teis was kashi. The Ritva, the emphasis days is kasha. The Ritva says as follows, that since the posik was mefaret, all the shomim, all those that have to evaluate the kalke, it's at 10 times. So here that's like a gilu. If you need 11, so the Torah says, nachamalakoi. So here, that means he explains the droshes where the Torah was not being mefaret, we have a gilu that there's so many, so we say, Ein bezn shoka. But here the Torah was Shan Yoch the Pirit Kro behed ye yud v'lo yoysa vile ha yitzorach oid echad ha yepoirit. So here we have a gili yitzdaf ketek. And then he says, Alom this, v'tam adovo, shrei dovo, shol shume. Here the whole purpose is to evaluate the kalke. V'lo shayich plukte kulam oirubam ledas echo. They says normally, if there's a din toire, some mele, there's two bali din, and this one says like this, this one says like that. So this, there it's very possible that, one chelik of the bezden will understand the toyin's tzad, the other chelik will understand the nitan's tzad, and mele, check to end up with a 50-50 psak, so therefore you need a odd number to make sure that you'll have achro. But by shume, usually, peshatza pazach, it's, you only have two convincing lawyers on both sides. You just have a shtekarke, so peshatza, mestome, you'll be able to get a roiv, you'll get a roiv deis which will agree. So in the mail, it's not necessary to add on another one. That's what the Ritva says. The Magia in the Ritva brings down, he heard B'Shem the Briskerov, that the Briskerov said as follows, the Makir, that you can't have a Bezdin Shoko, the Gemara in Sanhedrin learns out, of Kimelam Adbeis, the Gemara learns out, it says, Lintois Achrei Rabim Lahatois, so the Gemara darshans, Omro Loch Teure, Hasei Locho Bezdin Noite. There's enough in the posik says you have to make a bezdin noite. That means you have to make a bezdin that will have a hachro on the shaila. Lintois achrei rabim lahatois. You have to make a bezdin noite. Lintois. Almost say lecho bezdin noite. You have to make a bezdin that will be hachro on the suffix. So it shouldn't be a 50-50 psak. So he says, but shume. He says, it's never shayach to make a shume that you'll be able to have, that you're batuach, you'll have acho. Why? He says, because by bezden, so what, it's chayach, zakai. I mean, it's one of the two. So mamela, so if you have 11, or whatever the number is, you have 3, so you're gonna end up with a acho. Bezden night, you're gonna end up by 3, you have a noite. So you'll have either chayef or zakah.
But when you come to a Shumah, you can have 11. So what's going to be? So I'll tell you. 5 will say it's worth $500. The other 5 will say it's worth $700. And the 11th one will say it's worth $800. So Memele, so by adding on another person, you have a achor that you can have an atiyah? You don't have anything. By Shumah, it's different numbers. You can add this. So there's no raya that when you're maisif another person, you're going to end up with a hachra in the decision. So therefore, here there's no inyan of being maisif another person. Zok the Gemara weiter. Ve'odom ki yaitze behem. But if you want to evaluate the value of a person, so you also need 9 and 1. So the Gemara is Odom Mikodesh, a person can be Magdish himself, there's such a union, the shot of the value of a person. Omer Rabbi Bo, Ba'omer Domi Olai. No, he wasn't Magdish himself, he said, Domi, my value is Makabal to give to Hegdish his value. So you have to shout up how much he's worth. The Sanya Ha'imel Domi Olai Shomer Noisei Ka'Eved Ve'Eved Iskish Lekakoyis Pachsivis Nachal Tamoisim Lebneichem Acheichem Loreshes Achuze. So just like a kalka, when you shomer kalka to take away from Bezin, you have to shout it up with 10. So when you're shouting up how much to give to Bezin, said, Domi Olai, how much money has to be given to Bezin? Both cases, you're shouting up how much money has to be given to Bezin, not to Bezin, to Hegdish. You're shouting up how much money has to be given to Hegdish, so you need 9 and 1. That's what the Gemara answers. Eved iskish lekakoish, enema visnachaltam oisam, livnechem acheichem, loreshes achuza, loilom behem tavoidu. Now, what Rashi is saying in this Rashi, the Davini, I don't know. Rashi only moist leil mem tavoidu. That's what Rashi said more than the Gemara said, but I don't know what Rashi is coming to tell us. Now, let us see Taisus. V'odo mi kodesh, perish akuntres per kama de Sanhedrin. We don't have this Rashi, but our kaponim Taisus brings down the Rashi. V'im nimkal b'shuk ke'evet. Bekach en Kodesh. Rashi forgetted that Rashi means as follows. That when you're Magdish a Karke, the whole Hegdish is not a Kedushas Aguf. You know, it'd be Makabel on the Mitzvah. The Kedushas Domin. So that means the Shavius of the Karke, a Magdish. That's what a Magdish, the value of the Karke. Now, a person, ein nimkar b'shuk, ein domim leben chayrim, a person, since he's not a commodity that can be sold, so he doesn't have a value. So he can't be magdish a person. He can only be magdish the market value that the commodity has. And a person doesn't have a market value. Vein odom nimkar b'shuk, but you can't sell a person. Lekach ein kodesh. So you can't say he was Magdish's value because he doesn't have a value in Domele Ben Chayim. Because Amay Lekoma the Mayri Bevetnani. So maybe it's speaking about Odom Bevetnani. Sheyachol Odom Magdish and Bevetnani is a commodity that could be sold and purchased. Is a value. The Bevetnani Shapekor Yodom. That was the Mishnah of Odom Ki Yitzibem. They never called an Odom. We see that an Eved is called an Odom. It's being about Eveknani, you don't need 10. It seems if there's 10 people that's going to shut them up, so somehow they hear about it, they'll run away already to hear this. So they made a takon, it's only 3. Only shom with 3. Vim toima eima di yirshalmi airi bedine de rabbonon. That's a takon de rabbonon that you need 3 to make a shuma 7. Avo bedine de reise, als es gzeir av shema yibruchu. Avo bedine de reise, tzorich asor, vim kein hoda kushin leduchtim. Triporech odo mikodesh lishan de meire beveknani. In mina teure you need 10. Geschleume de pshitelei de masnitzen choshe betoni hadinim shetzorech lasse. The Mishnah is not speaking about what the din is mina teure. If mina rabbonan they said that you only shom with 3 out of ksere. So the Mishnah won't speak about things which mina teure would be different. In Kenya, Easter Dairy Bebet, or Habe Beschleusche. Boy Nira, the Savale Lamakshin, the Easter Dairy Bebet, Habe Lefrushe Behedia Kakois Ba'abodim Tisha Bekoim. The Tony Bechomotim Hakakois Ba'abodim. You wouldn't call him an Odom, even though theoretically an Ebet is an Odom, but on Kaponim, he would say Kakois Ba'abodim. Shomim Oisoi Ke'ebet, Be'ebet Iskish Le Kakois. Chsivis nachaltam oisom, so memele, mashme de Eved Ivri iskesh lekakois. It seems that the Eved Ivri is iskesh lekakois. Vochinami mashme per kama de kdushin, de isha avalein nechosim sheesh lemachais, itam de Eved iskesh lekakois. The Gemara says that an isha, the Gemara had a hava minim, to understand, the Gemara brought down a memory that if an Isha gave money to a Baal, so she gets married by giving money to the potential husband. So the Gemara wanted to understand this, that she's nikna agav the money. That when the person, just like he's kaina her money, he's kaina her together with it. So the Gemara asks, we never found such a kinyan agav. Kinyan agav is you kaina the chosim she ain't behem achrayis metaltlim agav and the chosim she yesh behem achrayis agav karka. You koine metaltlim agav karka, but you're not koine karka agav metaltlim. That's the Gemara Zakasha. Al kaponim we see from the Gemara understood that an ishi Israelis has a din of karka. The ishi avul and the chosim she yesh lehem achrayis mitam the ebed iskish le karka. Because the Hainu Davke of Eknani, and of Eknani is this Kishlakaka, the lake seem covers the Halta, of Evadivri le Metzino Cloud is Kishlakaka. Vadi Yudik Dushin Yesh Litres Kid the Pirashti Shom, their Taisis and Dushin said a different shot in the Gemara. Abul Hoche Kashe. So Taisis asks Akashe that the Gemara says that you need a Sora. Why do you need a Sora by Odom? Because Odom is Sukish Lekakois. So Taisvis asks, that's an Ebeknani is Sukish Lekakois, and Yisrael is not Sukish Lekakois. The Marsha on this Taisvis says he doesn't understand Taisvis. He says, the Shaila is the Shume, how do we shut up this person? He said, Domi Olai. So how do you shut up his value? So the shume is ke'evet knani. That means the shume is like an evet knani. How much is he worth? So you assume what would be, if he would be an evet knani, he'd be sold forever. And so how much would his market value be? So that is the shume. So we're making a shume an ayid, but the shume is of a Eved Knani. Now the shume of an Eved Knani is similar to a shume of Karka, because an Eved Knani is Sukish Lekakoit. So the Marsha says he doesn't understand Taisvus Kasha. Zichya, a Ben Chayrim is not Karka. But we go with the shume. And the shume is a shume of an Eved Knani. Perhaps we can say, the Briske Rav in the beginning of Mesechtes Erchen says a Yesod, as I say it in Rashi, the Loi Shayach, given the Loi Shayach be Yisrael Mechire Eved Knani, since a Yid cannot be sold for an Eved Knani, Loi Shayach Aflasais Shumekoze. So the Briske Rav, he wants to say Pshat Marashi. He wants to say that it's not, you cannot make a shume of an Eved Knani on a person who can never be an Eved Knani. So therefore he says, by Domi Olai, Hitaka says the Pshat and Rashi and Elchim, that the shume of Domi Olai will be like an Eved Ivri, because you can't shat like an Eved Knani. It's not, don't make believe. You have to take this person and evaluate him to what he can be. See, he can only be an Eved Ivri. So the Shum has to be a Shum of Eved Ivri. So could be Taisus also understood like this. You can't make a Shum of an Eved Knani and a person who can't be an Eved Knani. So the Shum has to be a Shum of an Eved Ivri. So Taisus says an Eved Ivri is not Hukish Lekakos.